Welcome back, fans in the pro. My cost Deuce McAllister. Want to get to a phone call, then we're going to take a break as we work our way towards 6 o'clock in the Brian Kelly Show. Big John, welcome to the show. I know you want to talk about Sean Payton. I saw Sean last night on his way out. I was actually downstairs. I wanted to try to say hello to Zach, but Zach had already left, but I did get a chance to say hello to Coach Payton. So what's your question there, Big John? You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
All right, Mike. Deuce, this is a question for y'all. And I have completely lost all confidence in the Saints organization, and I'll tell you why. Sean Payton takes every guy that we've managed to cut on this football team or put on practice squad. He's got 11 or 15 of our players over there. He takes our coaches. He goes into the Superdome, beats us by 30 points with a bunch of backups that are on his squad. That's it. B, we got Dennis Allen calling timeouts with 11 seconds left and a half to take a knee. I mean, this guy is so lost. And this organization is so pathetic. It's time to get whatever draft picks we can, cut Dennis Allen, get rid of these high-priced older people that can't play anymore, and move on. I mean, it's just time. And I wonder what you and Deuce think.
Well, I'll let Deuce answer mostly, but I will say Clint Kubiak, called the timeout before half. So that wasn't Dennis. And I will say that of all, there were a ton of Saints players out there last night, but I don't know that Malcolm Roach and Jordan Jackson and Adam Trautman and any of those guys beat the Saints. Saints beat the Saints.
Deuce, so my question is for Deuce. I want to know what Deuce thinks about Dennis Allen and this organization.
Which part, as far as the organization or Dennis Allen as far as the coach? Which part? I mean, Overall,
I know you're down there. I personally think that the whole team doesn't want to play for him. On defense, these guys aren't even trying to tackle anymore. I mean, these guys are in the second level with the holes that are 5 yards wide open going through the middle of the field on this defense that's supposed to be so great. We've given up a last-minute field goal to Atlanta to come down the field. We've given up a touchdown to Philadelphia to get beat. And then we've gotten blown out in the last two. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on in New Orleans right now.
No, I agree with you when you talk about you have every right to be disgusted because you've given up 500 yards of rushing, basically, or at least I think total yards, whatever the number is. It hadn't been pretty. For me, from a defensive standpoint, you should be playing elite. And right now you're playing probably below average. It's not totally bad because you're still holding teams to field goals, but you're having too many mistakes at critical points of games, particularly the Atlanta game, particularly the Philadelphia game. Those were critical mistakes that ended up costing you. The last two games, you have been poor in different areas. And so from a tackling standpoint, a little better last night, but probably could still be better. You've got guys in position, but they aren't making a play. So I can't say that you quit on a coach. Now, you can question D.A. as far as, he shouldn't have called timeout or he should have went for it. But I think he's putting guys in place to be able to make a play. But at some point, the player has to make a play. At some point, the player has to go out there and say, this is my play to make, and I've got to make it. I can't expect the coach to go up there and, okay, here you go, you can make the tackle now. That's not his job. His job is to allow you to go out there and play fast and make a play. That's no different than offensively as well.